Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today I've got Kevin Barenblatt with me, who's co-founder of Context Optional, which is a social marketing firm, and he works with Electronic Arts and Microsoft. And we're going to spend the whole podcast today talking about marketing brands on Facebook. So, Kevin, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me on.
So let's jump right into it. You're working with Electronic Arts and Microsoft. And so what kind of applications are you seeing that they are actually implementing on Facebook?
You know, it's interesting. The kinds of applications brands implement vary quite a bit. And it depends a lot on the objectives of the campaign. Both of these projects actually were more like social games. So EA, of course, is a gaming company, and they have a game for the Nintendo Wii called Smarty Pants. And so they came to us to develop a viral and interactive marketing campaign on Facebook to help build awareness and promote sales of the Smarty Pants console game. They gave us the 22,000 trivia questions from that console game and asked us to build the Facebook version. So, you know, in building the Facebook version, of course, some of the gameplay is the same. The more quickly you answer points, the more points you get. And then we added some unique twists, like, you know, the more points you get different kind of pants, like pajama pants or plaid pants. And then, most importantly, the social aspects, so leaderboard and friend challenges. So when we launched the application, actually, you know, it was really designed to be the social version of Smarty Pants, not just the Facebook version. And with no marketing support, no media buy, we had over a million games of Smarty Pants played in the first 30 days of launching the application, and then another million games played in the following month as well.
So did you find that in terms of meeting your marketing objectives that ultimately that's what it did? I mean, it was besides just the, you know, people hitting on it and playing the games, did they actually feel like they targeted and reached their marketing objectives?
Absolutely. I mean, people continue to play the game months after it launched, so it continues to migrate through the Facebook crowd. And, you know, it's interesting, actually. EA not only has had, about 7 million games of Smarty Pants played on Facebook, but they have also put ads between every question, so they're actually making money through the game as well. So it's been really successful for them.
So what about Microsoft? What have you done with them, and kind of where did you start, and how have you been successful?
So Microsoft actually took a concept that's quite popular on Facebook already, and that's the concept of a poke, and geared it towards the office. So instead of just doing a normal poke, I can steal someone's chair or take them out to a liquid lunch or hold the elevator and do that geared towards coworkers. So it's branded for Microsoft Office 2007, but it, you know, in a fun and lighthearted way. So in that application we've had, in the first month of launch, we had 100,000 users send about 500,000 pokes. And that campaign actually was more like a traditional campaign in that we spent money marketing the application as well. And about half the users came from the media buy, and about half came from viral growth. So again, you know, the concept there is that what's unique about Facebook is that as part of the platform, they made it really easy for easy people to communicate. So they built all these communication channels into the environment. And when they opened up their platform a year ago to outside developers, they also opened up that opportunity to brands to participate in that conversation. And so we can launch a campaign, and even though we may be paid to reach a certain number of users through a media buy, designed in the right way, the application can grow and extend much beyond the initial reach of the campaign.
So in terms of what you recommend to your clients about first looking at Facebook as a strategy of where to execute some marketing campaigns, as you call them, what are some of the criteria that you kind of set up as a upfront review with them?
So for us, you know, a lot of brands come looking to get on. They know they want to be on Facebook or they want to be on MySpace. But there are a lot of questions we need to answer first, like who are you trying to reach and how do you want to engage them and why is it important? I think that helps define what the campaign objectives are and what the best approach is, whether it is building a custom application, whether it's building a presence through a branded page on Facebook, whether it's sponsoring another application or doing an ad buy that makes the most sense, or whether Facebook itself doesn't make the most sense, whether MySpace or High Five or Bebo or another social network is actually a better target. For us, what's interesting is that, and it's a risk as well as an opportunity, is to understand how social networks work. So what's great about them is it makes it very easy for people to communicate. And those communication channels, you know, the best way to interact on Facebook is to take advantage of those communication channels and become part of the conversation. So unlike traditional marketing, where it's more one way and the brand is sending out its messages via TV or via radio, in Facebook, what's most effective is actually to allow users to engage with the brand and engage and basically embed those marketing messages as part of the conversation on the platform.
So what things have you seen go really badly and go way wrong on Facebook?
I guess, you know, things we've seen that didn't go well were ones that didn't tie into, you know, why people are on Facebook. So people are mostly there for their friends. For better or worse, they're not there just to engage with brands. So we've seen what look like mostly like microsites that are built inside of Facebook that don't take advantage of the social networks. So, for example, last year, Sprite launched something called the Sprite Sips, which is a can, virtual can, that users can put on their page. But, you know, it wasn't the same as a normal virtual pet. It wasn't cute. It wasn't fun. So that, you know, wasn't successful. We've also seen other companies like Walmart, for example, had a campaign last year where they put up a page and they closed off the discussion groups on the page.
Right.
And, you know, that, of course, didn't sit well with users of Facebook who are used to being able to converse and want to be part of the conversation.
That's great. Well, Kevin, you know, I feel like we could talk for hours on this, but I really appreciate you being on the podcast. So I've been talking to Kevin Barenblatt, who's co-founder of Context Optional. So thanks for joining me in Marketing Voices, Kevin.
My pleasure.
And to all my listeners, please join me at www.marketingvoices.com. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.